I'm John.
And I'm Drew.
And you're listening to The Hourcut,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
Don't look at me like that.
It's a weird one.
It's going to be a weird one.
It's a weird one.
Well, it stands apart. I think we're going to do this more than once.
Yeah. I'd like
maybe
to.
Maybe a biannual.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, 3 times a year or something. I don't know.
So here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
You go through your life incrementally, you know, year by year, month by month, season by season, however you want to judge it.
Whatever.
However you want to gauge it.
Moon by moon.
Moon by moon. And you develop a soundtrack for your life, whether you're cognizant of it or not. You're hearing songs, right?
Right.
Songs are around you.
Yeah.
And some of them are songs that you choose to put around you, and some of them are just things that they're in the air. They're in the ether. You can't escape them.
Yeah.
You know? And I have a habit. The way that this manifests for me is that I will find myself going back to particular songs frequently within a period of time. And it's not a strictly defined period. Mm-hmm. So it's not like June 1st, I start listening to certain songs, and September 1st, I stop listening to them. But mm-hmm. what happens is that I tend to hear these songs a lot over a certain stretch of time. And I tend to associate those songs with that stretch of time. Mm-hmm. So that they become intrinsically linked to that.
Yeah.
I call it the Mazzy Star effect because 1995 or so, that Mazzy Star song, Fade Into You, was really big. I heard it all the time. Mm-hmm. And it became associated with that period with me. So it was like summer, and I would every night seemingly I was hearing that song. And so like that really became ingrained with me as like a summer song.
Right.
To the point that now when I listen to it, I think of summer.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really feel right to listen to it if I'm not in that mood, you know? Hmm. And there's been a lot of that over the years. And it's not just summer, but I think summer is an especially potent time for it.
We've compiled some songs. We're going to call it the Summer Mixtape
mm-hmm.
as part of the Summer Series.
2012.
You and I have both selected a number of songs with the by the criteria being these are songs we've been listening to this summer. Doesn't mean they had to have come out this summer.
Right, no.
It doesn't mean it has to be a song about summer.
No.
It simply means that these are what's going through our radios, iTunes, iPods, iPhones, laptops,
phonographs.
Heads. Yeah.
Whatever. Victriolas.
This is what's playing in our soundtrack.
Yeah. This is what's in our ears.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be in your ears.
We're going to put it in your ears. And you know, if you're a regular listener, that we put music into the show. Mm-hmm. regularly mm-hmm. as interludes. Well, this is like a show of interludes. So you're going to hear a bunch of songs that we chose, and we hope you like them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, that's cool too.
Sure.
All right. You want to go first?
No, I want you to go first.
All right, I'll go first. This is actually a really good song to start things off.
All right.
It's the first track on the album that it comes from, and it's a really good starter song. Talks mm-hmm. about the morning, which mm-hmm. makes a lot mm-hmm. of sense. So the song is called Light of the Morning. It's by a band called Band of Skulls. And this group was introduced to me by my lady friend, Ashley, on a mixtape, CD. It wasn't a tape. It wasn't a cassette tape. But it was a mix CD. This is not the song that was on it, but, you know, the best thing about a mix CD or a mixtape is that something on there spurs you to then seek out the rest of that artist.
You get infected.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I
it's a virus.
I demanded that she burn the full album for me to a disc, and she obliged. This is the first track. I like it so much because I feel like the whole, almost through the entire song, the music's like trying to catch up. It has this feeling of just like languish. And like, it's as though the, you know, the artists themselves, the singers and band members are sort of like kind of pushing through this song in a way, and the music's kind of dragging itself behind them. And then there's a little instrumental bit at the end that is really just solid. So that's Light of the Morning, Band of Skulls.
Boom.
Have a listen.
I wanna see you in the morning. I wanna see you when the breaking day is dawning. You gotta go, you gotta go. It's alright. But I wanna see you in the, see you in the light of the morning.
That whole catching up thing. I like that the music's it's got a Revenant's engine not quite turning over.
It can't get there. There's and I love it when music does that. There's a few other songs that I know of that have that kind of feeling to it. There's this sense of unfulfillment that is actually really fulfilling in a way. Uh-huh. Just like, come on, get to it, man. Get to that part.
The striving.
Hit that moment, please.
Yeah.
I think it feels awesome.
Give me some crescendo. That's what I say.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. My first track is actually a new song.
Oh.
It's a new song for 2012. The album's not actually out yet. I think it comes out in September. But this is the single off of it. This is by Cat Power. And it's a departure from her usual stuff. Her songs are usually a little more laid back and mellow.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely has like a soul and R&B background.
Mm-hmm.
But this one really has kind of a power pop sound to it, which I think as I go through these songs, you'll see that kind of flare up again. I get poppier in the summer. Hmm. I like bouncy tunes, and this one has a great right when the drums really kick in.
Hmm.
It's like it doesn't really quite have a beat until they get there, and when they get there, it's like
I remember this this, when I listened to this song, I had this, it's funny you say that, because when the drums hit, I was like, whoa, now we're talking.
Yeah, now we're talking. We're talking Ruin by Cat Power.
Keyboard on that song.
Yeah.
Whatever they're using.
Those ivories.
I like a lady singer. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. It's a nice thing.
She's got a very distinct voice among lady singers. I also like lady singers. Mm-hmm. I got a few more on this list, but
I know.
I want you to roll into your number
two. I don't have any lady singers, and I feel like I've failed. My number two is, this song is a new song. It is new this year. Mm-hmm. It came out on a new album. The album is out currently. It's from Real Big Fish's new album called Candy Coated Fury.
It's a great album title.
Good title. And this album, I won't get too deep into this, but I didn't like it at first when I first listened to it. First listen, I was like, bah, they lost it.
Oh.
But on the second, and I never just write about off, you know, like
right,
that.
You always give them a second chance. Yeah.
Second listen through, I was like, actually, this is pretty good. And then third listen through is when I started to latch onto certain songs. And this is one that I latched onto. Warning, there's bad words.
Yeah.
In this song, in the song title, for goodness sakes. The song is called...
The song's not called, for goodness sakes.
No.
That's not the bad word.
The song is called Everyone Else is an Asshole. And it's a sentiment that I have certainly had, that I've thought. And I haven't shared a lot of the sentiment of this song before. Mm. But it's classic Real Big Fish in as much as sort of fun and happy music paired with angry or depressing lyrics.
Everyone else is an asshole. Everyone else, everyone else, everyone
got?
I got. I'm interested in hearing your thoughts on this one. So this rolls it back to about 2005, I think. Okay. I don't know when this album came out. This is Management or MGMT, whichever you prefer.
Yeah.
And the song is called Electric Feel. I was curious because when I sent you this list and you looked at it, your response was, "Ooh, I was concerned when I saw a song by Management." What were you thinking? I'm curious about that.
I don't know that. Well, I don't really like them. Nearly everything I've heard is sort of grated on me. Mm. I don't like his voice. His singing voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say that I have very little knowledge about the band.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I know about them is encapsulated in three songs that I've heard by them. But, and this is one that I've heard,
mm-hmm.
but they've always seemed very contrived to me.
Mm.
When I hear their music, it doesn't, something about it just feels very like purposeful, but not in a good way. It just like that
not
there's,
earnest.
It doesn't have feeling to me, you know, like when you, even when you hear a song you don't like, let's say like a band you don't like,
Yeah.
Even if you don't like it, a lot of times you can tell that the band themselves are really into it.
Yeah.
You know, like they feel this music and it comes through them, and that's kind of what they do. And I don't get that feel from MGMT, but I haven't heard a lot of their music. I've heard only their singles.
Mm-hmm.
This song, though, is probably the one song that I don't, like, immediately want to turn off. I do really enjoy that opening, like, lilty kind of...
Yeah, yeah.
Wandering... What is that instrument?
I don't know. I don't know that...
The wah, 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 that thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's great. I don't know what it is.
So I can, you know, this one I can deal with. I'm okay with that one.
All right. I'll take it. I'll take it. What
just
else you got?
It's just how I feel. No, it's my electric feel. No, and I'm not passing judgment on it. Anyone who likes them. Because we all like what we like.
Well said.
Because I'm sure there's bands on my list that people hate.
Oh, just wait, buddy.
I already know which one you're talking about. I got into They Might Be Giants probably 4 or 5 years ago through Adam.
Oh,
my
yeah.
My friend Adam was kind enough to introduce me to that world. And I think they excel at lyricism and wordplay and really just clever ideas for songs. This one, I wouldn't say that this song in particular hits those notes in the way that a lot of their songs do. This one just makes me feel good.
Oh, okay.
It does have some really good lyrics in it. It's there's a lyric in there that says, "Let the wrong be wrong. Could it be so bad?" And I think that's sort of saying, look, just, you know, let people be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You may not agree with them. They may be wrong, but just...
Don't get hung up on correcting them or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever, just, which yeah. I could learn that lesson pretty... I need to learn that lesson. The song is called Let Your Hair Hang Down.
Let your hair...
song. It is. I like it.
Yeah. It's poppy and it's good.
Yeah, and you're right. It does. It makes you feel good.
Yeah,
it's an important quality of a summer song, I think.
Yeah,
should feel good.
Yeah,
it's okay to get introspective every now and then, sure. But you should feel good about it.
Summer is great for getting introspective.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'll talk about that when we get to the song that you hate on my list.
I like how you automatically assume that there's a song that I hate,
or
that
I am
there's
assuming
a band that
I am assuming
hate.
Based on what I think I know.
What do you know of me? Yeah, we this conversation could be headed in an interesting direction. Yeah. We'll see.
What's yours?
I got this song by a little band called the Orwells.
Okay.
The song is called Mall Rats.
Yeah.
Parentheses la la la.
Yeah.
Which should really be la 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 la. And I love that element of this song.
Okay.
Like this is just a great, like, yowling into the microphone, you know, goofing off song.
I very much appreciate them making good on the parenthetical. In the best way possible.
Yeah.
I really appreciate a band that is that obnoxious and that proud of it, and like they almost can't play their instruments.
Yeah.
I mean the thing is they can.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love the imperfections in that style.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's just something flagrant that I really like about that.
Cool.
I've got a song. This is from an album that I helped fund.
Oh.
I'm a financier. Oh. Financier of this album. This has been the summer and perhaps the year of Kickstarter.com for me, and I am a huge, huge fan of that website and the things that it enables. And this is from the very first Kickstarter project that I ever backed. And it was for a guy named Matt Pryor, who's a member of the Get Up Kids. Mm-hmm. And I think I think the other band he's in is the Early November. I think that's it. Or it might be Reggie and the Full Effect.
Mm.
I'm losing my cred.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Matt Pryor, his best band, in my opinion, is the Get Up Kids. But he did this solo album. He wanted to release this solo album. And so he went to Kickstarter and asked, you know, for funding. And I supported it. And it made it, you know, and it got funded. And within, you know, a couple of weeks, I had this album signed by him.
Wow.
And I think he recorded it all at his home. I think he's in Lawrence, Kansas,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in Kansas. Maybe Kansas City, actually.
He's got a Kansas voice.
He's a Kansas man. The song is called "The Lies Are Keeping Me Here."
It's good, but it's unsettling,
yeah.
Like in weird ways. And it's not specifically the lyrics, although you could read things into those lyrics.
The audio is a strangely.
It is. It's so. I don't know. But
weird.
I love it. Like I think it's great, and it works because of that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it accomplishes what it's trying to do, I think. But it is. It's definitely gets under your skin.
Yeah.
Gets under your skin like a tattoo.
Yeah.
It's a terrible segue into this.
Is that a lyric
this.
From your
I'm,
next song?
I'm going to roll right with it. My next song is by the Gaslight Anthem, who have a new album out this summer in 2012.
Okay.
This song is not on that album. This was on their last album. And I guess I was listening to some singles online from the new album
uh-huh.
that just came out, which is called Handwritten. And in the course of looking at related videos or something, I saw there was a live performance of this song called Bring It On. And I'd never really paid much attention to the lyrics beyond the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It was the right moment, the right performance. It just sort of clicked. And I went back to the album version of the song and just kept listening to it. And now I really, really like it.
Mm.
Like, it's almost like I'm not too enthused about their new album a whole lot yet.
Right.
I may go back to it, but I'm glad that it came out. I'm glad they made it because it inspired me to revisit American Slang and listen to Bring It On more.
Right.
Here it is.
Yes.
Blue eyes and spitfire. I saw you walking back and forth about another boy, thinking that you may wanna leave. So give me the fevers that just won't quit, and give me the children you don't wanna raise, and tell me about the cool he sings you in those songs. If it's better than my love, then bring it on and take it back where you know you used to be, for the Romeos uptown. If I bring you down and you're tired of those vows and you're really walking out, then give me the fevers that just won't break, and give me the children you don't want to raise, and tell me about the cool he sings you in your songs.
Driving beat.
It does.
It's a really nice song. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's something really, they really like, they being Gaslight Anthem, they really feel what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I appreciate that.
I'll give them that.
Yeah.
I think they've taken a little bit of flack, given how earnest they are.
Yeah.
Or how earnest they come across.
It's hard to be earnest these days.
It really is, man. You just...
But, you know, I say keep up the earnestness.
Go for it.
Believe in it.
Don't stop.
Don't.
All right.
That's not
what
on
do you
the
got?
List. In the past year or so, I have suddenly... been listening to jazz.
I've heard about this.
I know.
I've heard about this thing you're doing.
I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. I honestly don't know how. I can't remember what pushed me into this.
Mm-hmm.
But I listen to jazz while I work in the morning now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, regularly. I just put on a Pandora station of jazz and just let it go, you know? And for a long time, I never understood what anyone saw in jazz. I found it very boring.
Hmm.
And I don't know if maybe it's just a matter of, as you get older, you look for other things. You know, you've heard more and more music, and so you're kind of getting tired of what is what's out, you know, and you look mm-hmm. for something very different.
Mm-hmm.
And jazz, I find to be very different, you know, from what I usually listen to. And it's unexpected and stuff. But anyway, in listening to these just, you know, random playlists of jazz, I've came across Dave Brubeck,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, I'd be working and a song would come on and I'd think, man, this is really good. And I'd go to see mm-hmm. who it was. And it almost always was Dave Brubeck.
God.
That I was just like,
this won't he go away?
But it was just like, this is so good. Like everything uh-huh. I hear by him, I like it. This one that I've selected, I have to be honest, isn't like one that I particularly love, like that I listen to over and over. And that is because I don't know the names of any of these songs. Simply know that I like Dave Brubeck. So I found one that is upbeat, you know, kind of mm-hmm. good for summer. I didn't want to find a really, you know, kind of smooth, languid one. I wanted melodic, to find one yeah. that would get you off your feet, hopefully. This is Bruise Boogie Woogie by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. Interesting life.
Yeah, he did.
He really fought being a musician for a long time. And because his mother was a mm-hmm. musician and his brothers were all going in that route, and I guess he wanted to be different. And then he, you know, still he learned to play. Mm-hmm. He couldn't read sheet music. And he went to school for I want to say it was some kind of agriculture or something like that. And the professor was like, "You're wasting my time. And you're wasting your own time, so stop doing this."
So you think just anybody can do agriculture?
So he went to, switched to music, and I think it was like right before he graduated, they almost took away his degree because he couldn't read sheet music.
Huh.
Like he had just gotten by, which is really, I think that's, and I know
that almost sounds like the stuff of legend.
I know. And I hate to say this because I know very little about jazz or the conceits of jazz,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like that is very jazz-like.
Oh yeah.
You
the attitude.
Read music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, maybe that's why he's so good at jazz.
He's got to improvise.
Cause jazz is so unstructured mm-hmm. in my mind. And I'm a novice, you know, admittedly, but it's so loose in my mind and so, you know, flowing and kind of improv and
yeah, so yeah, it's totally like swimming around yeah. trying to yeah just go off in a couple of different directions yeah. and I think that I am similarly ill acquainted, I think, overall with jazz. I mean, I definitely have favorites and I have styles that I like, and I feel like I know a lot more now than I did 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. But I mean that's the typically when you ask somebody who knows something about jazz to describe what makes it so great, I feel like that improvisation is a lot of what you know, like that's what separates the people who can do jazz well versus those who are just playing a song, you know, that they've heard. Like it's being able to kind of, it's almost like this is a stupid analogy, but it's like volleyball. It's like you're just trying to keep the song up. You know, you're trying to keep those notes bouncing back and forth. And if you can do it really well, then, you know, then you're amazing. And I think Brubeck's amazing. I think he's great.
Yeah.
I don't know what my other song is. What is my song? Oh, yeah. So this is another female vocalist. Okay. And this is another new song, 2012 song. I came across this artist called Cat Call. I think it's actually a duo. It's the vocalist, and then she has like a partner, a dude who also composes with her. I read an interview. There's a great website called the Great Discontent, thegreatdiscontent.com. And every week they do an interview with somebody, and it's sort of about the creative process. And it's a lot of different people. It's usually like visual artists, so it's like painters, photographers, designers, you know, but they break it up every now and then, and they'll get somebody on. In this case, this is the only musician I think I've ever seen profiled on there. I don't know if this is the single or not, but it should be if it isn't. This is called Satellites. Great poppy summer tune. Another good lady vocalist who has the word cat in her name.
Yeah, you lots not of cats, lots, but a couple of cats in your choices.
Footsteps behind me. Raindrops beside me. Footsteps behind me. Raindrops on your cheek. Deep breath and fill your lungs. Just say yeah. Say yeah. Maybe we are satellites.
delightfully 80s-esque.
Ah. Uh-huh.
And I don't mean that in a diminutive way.
I didn't take it that way.
Some people would.
Yeah. Those people are wrong.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What you got?
Oh, okay. We've talked before about my dislike for mosh pits. and this band, the band that wrote this, it's kind of somewhat funny because the band that wrote this song is a band that you would almost certainly induce a mosh pit.
I would hope so.
The band is Teenage Bottle Rocket, and they're punk, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of, I don't know what you would classify them as. I mean, it's definitely pop melodies.
Mm-hmm.
This song is about mosh pits and how idiotic they are. and whether they truly have this sentiment or not, you know, who knows. But it is a great song. Again, strong language, but it just kicks ass. This is just fun to listen to.
I knew as soon as I put this on there. I didn't know you were going to put it on the list, but I knew as soon as I heard this song.
Yeah,
I remember, we were talking about this album, like when it first showed up. And I remember, like, oh, he's gonna love this one.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good song. It's a great album too.
It is a really good album.
It's even better than their last album.
It's their latest album called Freak Out, and it is probably their best album since their second album, which I think was their best. This rivals it in my opinion.
Yeah, this is right up there.
They really knocked it out of the park with this one. Yeah, that's a good song. That's a good album. It's all good. I don't ever want to say
it's all good.
I don't want to say that phrase again. What do you have?
I have something else that's good.
What are we going to listen to
this
next?
This is good. This is another lady song.
Yeah.
I like the ladies. This is a band from Chicago by way of LA, by way of Chicago.
Okay.
So this was, there was a band called, I can't remember what their name was. But anyway, the new band is called Gold Motel.
Yeah.
Cold Shoulder is very catchy. Let's get the cold shoulder. Shoulder. Shoulder.
Watching your glass, spitting your ash, sold my heart as petty cash. On the telephone, say you're coming home, but we both know that you won't. Once I saw through, you tried to outdo you. how do you? We were better back then when I barely knew you. A backseat kiss, a
break. This was my favorite on your list.
Oh.
And those opening drums set the pace, you know? Mm-hmm. And what I love, there's this driving motion in that song, like, mm-hmm. you know, bop, 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 like just jabbing you over and over, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
With lyrics
get
and
up.
A guitar.
Dance, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, come on, get up. It's like shooing you.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah.
Come on. You know, and I love it. I thought that was a great song.
Yeah, nice.
Really good.
Nice.
Good job.
Shall I?
I think you shall.
All right.
I think you need to go there. You gotta go there. We'll see what happens here.
This is my final song. This song was also on the mix CD that Ashley made. And I certainly knew about this song before it went on that mix CD. But in passing, I think we were listening to the regular version of this, and in passing I said, man, they need an instrumental. Like, I would love to hear just the music without the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
She found it.
Wow.
She found a version and she put it on this mix CD. The song is Sun King and it's by the Beatles. So obviously not a recent song. There, in my opinion, there is something exceptionally beautiful about this song. Mm. And I have a recommended listening scenario for this song.
All right.
The best way to listen to this.
All right. So listen to this. Listen to this recommendation.
Yeah.
And then set the stage.
You can, and I'm going to say this, and you can either do what I'm about to tell you to do and, you know, then listen to what is to come,
mm-hmm.
or you can listen to it and then do the next time you listen to the song, do what I'm telling
sure.
you to do. So first, you have to find a close friend, a loved one, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a fiance, a wife, a husband, a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, a best friend, whatever. Someone you can connect with.
Okay.
Then you need to spend the night with them.
Okay.
And I don't mean sleep with them. I mean stay up all night with them.
Yeah.
Because you've got to get yourself into that haze.
Oh, all right. I love that haze.
You gotta get
I know
yourself,
what haze you're talking about.
You gotta get yourself into that haze so that when morning comes, you're there. You're in the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And once the sun rises, and right when it rises, you need to go somewhere. Get in your car. Roll all the windows down. This only works when it's nice out.
Mm-hmm.
Roll all the windows down. You know, maybe go to breakfast or something.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure
idea.
You have enough time to listen to this song.
Yeah, so don't just go, like, around the corner.
Yeah, but get in the car and put this track on, Sun King instrumental version, and just let it sort of wash over you as the wind hits you. Close your eyes, let the sun sort of rest on your face, and just kind of feel this song. And I think it is really, it takes me to another place.
Wow.
That's what I'll say about this song. Thank you. the bass in that song, and I'm pretty sure it's the bass, the doom, doo doo doo, doom, doo doo doo. That just.
You never know. I mean, those are some experimental
dudes.
Yeah,
I know. But that, I guess that melody just hits me. Like, mm-hmm. I get so relaxed and makes me feel really even, really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
It didn't do that for me.
I know.
It did, but I tried to make it do that for me. No, I don't know if we've talked about this. I'm not a Beatles fan. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I'm not a Beatles fan. We'll get into it someday, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
But I'm trying to be.
Well, there's no need to try.
Well, no, but I mean,
I think if anything, if you're a person who likes music, you don't have to like the Beatles, but
right.
I do think it's important to understand what they did for music.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That whether you like them or not, music would not be what it is today
without
the Beatles.
And I think the one thing that this track illustrates nicely is that they paid as much attention to the music
mm-hmm.
as they did to the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like they let every song had a reason to be there,
yeah.
really, you know, and I think that that's probably one of the biggest contributions that they
yeah.
made to music is putting that kind of level of detail and attention to mm-hmm. it is undeniable.
Sure.
Even if you don't like the Beatles.
And I think the lyrics, the version with words, because there's a version of this that has lyrics, mm-hmm. I don't think it's as good.
Hmm.
I think the music in this song is far superior to the lyrics.
We can blame McCartney for that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was his fault.
A jerk.
Yeah.
He's a jerk. What's left?
All right. Well, so...
Oh, I know what's left.
So you're closing out on a sunrise. I
yeah.
like that. That's good.
Yeah.
'Cause I'm closing out on a sunset.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of things come to mind when I think about summer.
Yeah.
And I think one of the most potent images that sticks with me is that idea of the sunset. Because sunsets last a lot longer in the summer than they do any other time. And I think part of that is reality, but most of it's just perception, you know?
Yeah.
I think we feel like sunset
yeah.
lasts forever in
sure.
the summer. Which is great. It's what makes summer awesome, or mm-hmm. one of the things that makes summer awesome. And I feel like that's especially true in like California. And this is totally my perception because I didn't grow up in California. But when I think about summer and I think about California, and I think about sunsets, this song really, or this band, Agent Orange, really mm-hmm. embodies what their sound really captures. That. Totally bleached out,
yeah.
Just so saturated with sun,
yeah.
Saturated with sunset.
Mm.
It's like a spaghetti western on a skateboard,
yeah.
And you can feel the heat coming off the pavement.
It just made me want to watch a movie about.
Isn't it?
Like,
doesn't
like the genre of spaghetti western mashed up with skateboarders?
With skate. That to me is like Southern California,
yeah.
Summer. Like in a nutshell right there.
Yeah.
And I think this song totally captures it. And so I listened to this album, which is called Living in Darkness.
Okay.
I listened to it every summer, all summer long.
Yeah.
And this song, whenever it plays, partially because it's so short, I have to replay it
yeah,
like 5 or 6 times,
yeah.
you know, as I'm driving around. It's so, I get chills thinking about this song.
Yeah.
And, I hope you do too.
Oh, we'll be right back. They have a great band name.
Yes, they do.
That when I first listened to this, my like pervading the two words that popped into my head were surf mm-hmm. and nefarious. Huh. That was sort of what I got
I like
from
that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a, it's like garagey, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the distortion is perfect.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The way that tinny sound sort of blends into everything. Yeah. Yeah,
it's... Then, you know, the way you describe it as being sort of washed out, it's like saturated with sun. Mm-hmm. That is so correct, you know. You can, like, if there was a video for this, you couldn't see anything because it's bleached,
yeah,
you know.
Just so...
Yeah.
Blazing sun. Blazing.
So that's the Archive Summer playlist. Summer mixtape, mm-hmm. we'll call it. This was an indulgent episode, but hopefully you've found something in here. If you've only found one song out of the songs that we've presented to you, mm-hmm. Then that's awesome.
Yeah.
And even if you haven't found that one song, I hope that you are... like, this sucks. I'm going to go find my songs. Because anything
yeah,
that gets...
prove us wrong.
Yeah.
Set us straight.
Listen to some music. Summer. It's the summertime. It's a great time for good, fun music. And that's all I'll say.
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Roll down your windows. Turn up the radio.
Yeah.
Listen to some songs.
Yeah. And we're going to put it in the archive.